our attention has just been drawn to a ruling of the Supreme Court on the matter as to whether a person presiding as speaker, consistent with Article 102 of the 1992 Constitution, which provides for the quorum, and Article 104, can exercise a vote whilst presiding. Our attention has been drawn to a very disappointing ruling of the Supreme Court of Ghana, which more or less amounts to a judicial interference in time-tested parliamentary practice and established conventions everywhere in the world, in civilized democracies, including the United Kingdom. The presiding officer's vote is discounted. So it's not for nothing that Article 102 provides that a person presiding shall have no original nor custom vote. The Supreme Court, to put it aptly, this ruling is judicial support for e-levy, nothing more. Judicial support for e-levy, for a struggling economy in distress, and judicial support for the restoration of a matter that they have said is constitutional, is repugnant to the provisions of Article 102 and 104. But what can we do? They are clothed with the mandate and authority to interpret the law. This is a travesty. This is a travesty of parliamentary justice and a stab in the growth and development of multi-party constitutional democracy built on the spirit and principle of checks and balances. Is it not intriguing for us to hear, whilst we await the full reasoning of the Supreme Court, to hear them that, I'm quoting from one of the justices, that the quorum in Article 102 is not the same thing as the quorum in Article 104. That is the ruling. But we know that for quorum, Article 102 is authoritative on the composition of quorum for parliament for purpose of conducting business. We cannot see any material difference in the provisions of Article 104. But for their purposes, they have said that interpret 102 differently and separately from Article 104. They ought to know that Article 102, even the side notes, marginal notes, says quorum of parliament. The judiciary of Ghana is also failing Ghana's parliamentary democracy in their inability to appreciate the true meaning of Article 110 of the Constitution, that parliament shall, by standing orders, regulate its own proceedings. When we regulate our own proceedings, and today reference is only made to the 1992 Constitution and not to the standing orders of the Parliament of Ghana, and in particular, Standing Order 13. Today, as we speak, the speaker is indisposed. There is a presiding person in the first deputy speaker. So, for your purposes, can you imagine what will happen in Parliament? While the first deputy is presiding, there is no second deputy speaker available who will preside to supervise him voting for our purposes. Repugnant and unreasonable decision. He is presiding, so where he is presiding, and the second deputy speaker for some purposes is not immediately available in the chamber, he will walk down, vote. At that time, there will be no person presiding over the Parliament of Ghana. This is a judicial support for President Nana Addo Dankwa's e-levy that he is laboring to pass. We remain opposed to it, stitch by stitch, clause by clause, article by article. When it is presented, we will fight back strongly with our 137 votes. From today, maybe there will be a new definition of who a first or a second deputy speaker is. Maybe they don't deserve us according them the offices they occupy. Maybe that is what the Supreme Court is ruling. We will just recognize them as MP for Fomina and MP for Bekwai. Nothing more. I thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.